מניין דרישה למיעוט המאי ומניין דסייפה למיעוט המאי כמו עשתה הנאה כסיידר ומבר דמישתי סוקרה שמניין דרישה ומשמע תסבור וסולו 15 נושא מניין דסייפה למאי זה זו מניין דסייפה פרשי הזמז במניין דסייפה הרי אילו פויטרויס דמשמע אילו וסולו לא שנגמור, בתראה שעשה זה סלב דווקא, זה נשתוק עם מיניון הדסייפר. הדרי שזה מיניון, 15 נושים, פויטרס צורסי וצורס צורסי מן החליצו מן העירו. סייפר שתי, הרי אילו. זה סיכום עובדה 15, זה כל מיניון הדרי שהוא מיניון הדסייפר. זה מיניון הדרי של למהות המים, מיניון הדסייפר למהות המים. אין פה בגמורה. למיעוטה דרה ודרה וסי למיעוטה דרה ודרה וסי סוק רשי דרה ודרה וסי דאום הרב צורסו איתו אסור שימזין צו אישתו ולא אישו אחר עשו מייס בלבון עם הסברולר שני הפטורס ורבסי אומר צורס איילניס אסור שימוי אונוסו לאיילניס ואישו אחר עשו מייס בלבון עם שני הפטורס ותרוויו בפרקים סער טאנה ולהוד אל תנא ולהוד דלוי כרב ודלוי כרב אסי ולרב ולרב אסי למהות המאי אי סביר אלי דעדודי איר די הולפי מיצ'ודר סובמילו we have סיים מיניון הדרישה סיים מיניון הדסייפה אקסטר חד למהות הצורס למהלס וחוד למהות הצורס מחסי גושה עשרה ולא אי סביר אלי דעדודי חוד למהות לחברי אחד הלמיוטו, אי צורס ממהלס, אי צורס מחזוי גושוסן. זוג דרשי. צורס ממהלס, הרי שאויסו לאוכי, יסוי מוקטנו, ואישו אחרס, ומייס, ומי אנו הקטנו ביובום זה, היא בצורוסו אסור עלי מדי רבונו, ומסניס נשמינה, דאף על גב דאסור עלי, זה צורס, ולמיפטר מחליצה. האח איסור מדרבנו כדימרינו מגמור גזיר משום צורס ביטר ממהנס וצורס ביטר ממהנס זה גזיר אותו ביטוי זה גזיר דרבנו רשי is explaining that למיוטה is not that the ממהנס doesn't part of the צורו because ממהנס do part of the צורו so it's not למיוטה צורס ממהנס אבל זה למיוטה that she needs a חליצה sending a מחזור גושוסוי לאורים שגירש אחס משתי נושו וניסס לאחר and then ליוחד ביילו ראשון לקחתו אחר השירות עמו ועובר והחזירו לאחר מניסס ביילו ומייס בלבונים שתיים אסור אסטייסייאטו והשמיעין על מסניסים מיוטה דמסניסים דחליצה בוי סרשי הזרעין זצים למיוטה צורס במהלס וצורס מאסר גושוסוי not that you could be מייבם דצורו just that הצורו needs חליצה So it doesn't stim with the Mishnah. It's a little bit hard for me to go into the Mishnah. But the Me'udah that these ladies need a chalitza. So Rav Kiveh Eger, Gil Nashas, what he means to be Metzayen, La'alochem we pasken that Tzoras Memaenes Muteres. We pasken that Tzoras Mahzer Gushosoy Muteres. So why to say the Me'udah Tzoras Memaenes that she needs a chalitza? למהות הצורס מאזר גושוסי דת שימית זה חליצה why not to say starker that the gmor is going כמסקוני כשמואל that צורס ביטה ממהנס מותרס צורס מאזר גושוסי מותרס רשי וואט זה דבר זה מחליק אסלי רשי וואט זה שתים לגמור with everyone אבל this one רבקי ואיגר מיץ אתם יצאים אין בגיל נשאס רבקי ואיגר this one רבקי ואיגר מיץ אתם יצאים And that Gemara. מכל מקום זאת בגמרא לרב ולרב אסי ליתנינו if take they hold that back to Tzoras Soit and Tzoras Eilenis אסור so why take it so the Mishnah is not ממהת Tzoras Eilenis and the Mishnah is not ממהת Tzoras Mahzer Gushos בסדר the Mishnah is not ממהת Tzoras Eilenis and the Mishnah is not ממהת צורס מחזר גושוס. And צורס סויטו, אינם ממה את צורס איילניס. So why take 15 noshim? Why 17 noshim? Sagt die Gemara, lefi she'ein on betzoras tzor. While when my brother dies and he's married to a soito, to his wife that was mezanet, she's a soito, and she patters the tzor, so no one from the brothers could marry her. So if no one but the brothers could marry her, so mele le mashkachas betzoras tzor. Tzoras islandis. No one from the brothers could marry, not the islandis and not the tzor. So mele le mashkachas lo, betzoras tzor. So mele the Tanad wants to write the Elu Poitra Tzoraseh V'Tzorah Tzoraseh V'Nechalitza V'Nehivu. The mele it will not shtim in the Mishnah. So this is the reason the Mishnah didn't write it. So again, so the Gemara is asking a kasha L'Rav L'Ravasi that Island is in Marzeh Gushosoy and Soito, part of the Tzorah, why the Tanad didn't write Shva Esra Noshim? And the answer is the fish Eina B'Tzorah Tzorah while the Island is part of the Tzorah, so it's a Elban all the brothers. Why is the Saito is a Surah on all the brothers and the Tzorah of the Saito is also a Surah? The Tana didn't write it down. Because the Tana wants to write, Areilu Poitra Tzorah Seh, Tzorah Seh, Tzorah Tzorah Seh. All those are Arayas, my other brother that it's not his daughter, my other brother that it's not his mother-in-law, the other brother that's not his Shisaf Minayim, they could marry her. And then when he dies, so if they marry the Tzorah, Bashkar has been a Filashni, the Tzorah Tzorah. Of our island is Pitara Tzorosa, can be all the brothers, she's an island is Pitara Tzorosa. So it can be all the brothers, it's a Saito that part of Tzorosa. This is the Gemara. So before we start the taste of I want just to see Nocham on the Gemara, the Pshat. The Gemara says, Miyon de Reishi le Miute Mai, Miyon de Seifi le Miute Mai. Zog the Gemara le Miute de Rava de Ravas. Zog the Rashi. De Rava de Ravas. De Oma Rav, Tzorosaito Asur. שאם זינצו אישתוי ולא אישו אחרת ומייז בלבונים שתיהם פטורים ורבאסי אמר צלם איירס אסור שאם היו נוסוי איילניס ואישו אחרת ומייז בלבונים שתיהם פטורים ותרוויו בפירקה. So the Gemara wants to learn that the Mishnah is להפוקה from רב and הרבאסי and our Tanev the Mishnah will hold that סויטו צורוסו מותרס איילניס צורוסו מותרס תלוי כרב and הרבאסי. So first we'll learn the first shtick on the Gemara. The Gemara says that our Tane is lafuke from Rav and Ravas. Rav holds Tzoraseito Asur, our Tane holds Tzoraseito Muteres. Ravasi holds Tzoras Islandis Asur, our Tane holds Tzoras Islandis Muteres. Lo metrachen zusammen. This is a vote of Rav Nochem was mechadesh. Poshet bepshat. We say that Tzoras Islandis, our Tana will hold that she's muteres. Why Tzoras Islandis is muteres? The Ma'ase says you cannot marry the Islandis, so she becomes Eishesach. If she becomes Eishesach, let her to pato the Tzor. This is what really Rav Asi holds in Daf Yud Beis. While the Tzoras Islandis herself, Asher Teilet Prat La Islandis. So you cannot marry the Islandis. So why she doesn't part of the Tzor? But why she doesn't part of the Tzor? She's a Ishasach. You can't marry her. If she's a Ishasach and you can't marry her, why she doesn't part of the Tzor? So we have two drochim to understand why she does not part of the tzor. One derech in the Gemara mitzad mekachtos, the Mishnah is talking below hikirbo. Well, below hikirbo, it's a mekachtos. So she was never married to my brother. And another way, we said from Tesis and Davches, she shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. It's called, it's known a filler. Tzoras are only the parshas yibum with patters. Shaltelet part la island is, she's not in the parsha bichlal, and this is the reason she doesn't part of the tzor. So we have two drochim. Other mitzad, mekach toes. Other mitzad, she's shalei b'mokim mitzvah. When the Gemara says by us that our Mishneh is la'afuke from Rav and Ravas, min yodet the reisha to tell us that island is does not part of the tzor. The like of Asi that the island is part of the tzor, our Tana will hold the miyuta the rabbi the Ravasi that it doesn't part of the tzor. So for sure, the pshat in our Mishnah, that the Minyona is coming to say that the Aramis does not part of the Tzohar, not mitzad mekach toes. Why not mitzad mekach toes? Because then it's not lemiyute. 15 arayas poitra tzohar serim, one lady was not married. It's mekach toes. She's not only 15 arayas pater and lady Mr. 16 doesn't pater. She was never married. I need an erve that is married that doesn't pater. So if the Tanah is lemiyute, the Rabbi de Ravasi, for sure the reason the Tanah holds that the Aramis does not pater the tzohar, he's not holding because mekach toes. Even if behikir bo, the Tanah of the Mishnah will hold that the Aramis was not part of the Tzohar. This is reason number one, that it can be that our Mishnah, when the Gemara wanted the Mi'uta, the Rabbi, the Ravasi, the Gemara was Giboik Mitzad the Mekach Toes. Bay is better, and the safer state, V'kulom Shenimtzu Aylenis Tzoroseya Mutoritz. Even the Bitoi that is married to my brother, if she's Nimtzu Mekach Toes, Tzoroseya Mutoritz. So it's mefurish in the sefer that when is a mekach toes, tzoroseya mutoris. It's mefurish in the sefer that when you have a mekach toes, tzoroseya mutoris. So if it's mefurish in the sefer, when you have a mekach toes, tzoroseya mutoris, so you can't tell me the reisha is coming to tell you that Eileen is, when she's a mekach toes, she doesn't patter. Before she's safe, I don't need the Reisha to go. So obviously the Reisha is talking when it's not a Mekach Toes. Behikir bo. And even so, the Gemara wants to learn that the Tanah of the Mishnah, that the Tanah of the Mishnah will learn, that the Tanah of the Mishnah will learn that what? That Aramis does not part of the Tzohar. Why Aramis will not part of the Tzohar? Why Aramis will not part of the Tzohar? Lechura, if it's not a Mekach Toes, why Aramis will not part of the Tzohar? Obviously, we have to go with a second derech, that it's not mitzad Mekach Toes. No, shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. That our Tanya will hold, like the man de Omar, that even behikir bo, Aramis is not part of the Tzohar, like Taisa says in Daf Ches Amud Aleph, is no nefila bichlal, she's not the Mokim Mitzvah, she doesn't part of the Tzohar. This would be the pashtus when you learn the Sukkah. L'mehuta de Rabbi de Ravasi, that Aramis does not part of the Tzohar, not only because Mekach Toes, even behikir bo, because it's no nefila, the man she would not part of the Tzohar. We said Taisa Ches Amud Aleph, Taisa Yudbeis Amud Aleph, Aruchom. Zot Reb Nochem, this cannot be the pshat. Why? Because if you will learn pshat in the Eli Ketane, that the reason that the Aramis does not part of the Tzohar, not the Mekach Toes, Behikir Bo, because it's no Nefile, she's not in the Parsha. So L'chaure, even if this Aramis will be a Bitoi, she will also not part of the Tzohar. Right? Even if this Aramis will be also a Bitoi, she will also not part of the Tzohar. Because it's not a feeling. If we learn pshat in the Mishnah, that the reason that the Aramis will not part of the Tzohar, the Leike Rabbi de Ravasi, is not mitzad mekach toes, even behikir bo mitzad, is not a feeling, so even bitoy Aramis will not part of the Tzohar. Maskin? Aber azei, steht in Sefer, v'kulum shenimtzu Aramis, tzoroseya mutoris. V'kulum shenimtzu Aramis, tzoroseya mutoris. So in the Sefer state that even Bitoy Aylenis doesn't part of the Tzohar. Now we Malavshach. If you gave us in the Sefer V'kulam Shehoyu Aylenis Tzoroseya Mutoris. So again, so it's Mefurash in the Sefer that the Aylenis is Shalei B'mokim Mitzvah and she doesn't part of the Tzohar even if she's a Bitoy. So you can't say Minyona Dereisha Lemeuta Aylenis. I know it from the Sefer. Muzayim that you go to us in the Sefer, we call them Shinim to Islandis. The reason that Bitoy doesn't part if she's an Islandis, because it's a Mekach Toes. But if she would not be a Mekach Toes, she would part of the Tzohar. As it is Mefush in the Sefer. Imanavshah. If you go to us in the Sefer, we call them Shehoyu Islandis, so it's Mefush in the Sefer, But the island is Shalom Mokim Mitzvah, and even if she's a bitter, she doesn't patter. So I don't even know the Reisha to tell me that island is doesn't patter. So obviously I have to be Geiris in the Sefer, because she needs two islands. And why she doesn't patter? Because she's a Mekach Toras. But if she would not be a Mekach Toras, she would patter the Tzol. Why? But she's Shalom Mokim Mitzvah. The Teretz is, has to be that the Gemara here has another mehalach why Islandis doesn't pattern the Tzol. We had one mehalach mitzad mekach toras, we're not going with that, because again, it's not lemiyute, and also it's already included in the Sefer, shenimtzu. We can't say that it's mitzad shaloi mokem mitzvah like Pesach and Davches, it's not nefila bichlal, because ba'azei also bitoi, so iman afshach. Other we have it in the Sefer, because we're going to shehoyu, other, we go in the safer she nim too, but then we know fakel that if she was a bitter she would patter. Zogreb Nochem obviously is a third reason why the islandis doesn't patter the tzol. And what is the third reason? Not mekach toes and not shaloi b'mokei mitzvah. Avada, if the islandis would be a bitter she would patter the tzol. The reason the islandis does not patter the tzol, again, Rav and Rav Asi hold that she does patter the tzol. Rav and Rav Asi hold that she does patter the tzol. But why is the reason that she would not patter the tzol? Is because the ironies, you're right, Asher Teilet Prat La ironies, you can't do Yibu. And the Mele the Ishesach comes back. Aber weil it's Ishesach min Nefile Zu, the Ishesach does not patter the tzol. I want to explain this yesod. Vala it's a ishesach min nefila zu, the ishesach does not patter the tzor. The hesber is the following. Every erve patters the tzor. Why? The bitoi doesn't want yibu. She takes out the lady. Not only herself, she also patters the tzor. The bitoi also patters the tzor. So the bitoi not only takes out herself, she patters the tzor. Chamoisei, she doesn't want Yibum, she patters the tzol. Islandis, lo yitzur, she could have kids. So you could do Yibum or not? Yes. Why? I, she's a elve. The Teretz is, but she's ach be'etzer is oimed li Yibum. So I'm asking you now, mitzad de erve shebo, listen, these are the words. Mitzad the erva shebo, the erva yells, I want Yibum or I don't want Yibum? What the erva says? I want Yibum. So you're right that you cannot have Yibum, but such a erva, that mitzad the erva, she wants Yibum, such a erva never patters a tzor. The erva shebo wants Yibum. The erva shebo will Yibum. So she's not an erva le Yibum. And she's ach minayim. The Elve doesn't want Yibum. And she saw if she loy boy lo moy, that Elve doesn't want Yibum. But she saw from the island is the she saw the closeness wants Yibum. She says maybe basically could mask him, right? She wants. Physically she can't. But that, so even at now, if you do a beer, you will chayev the she saw, because there's no mitzvah. But it doesn't patter the tzoba. This is the Mandaoma. We'll see it behemshech when we start to go in out of the sugyas. But again, we have to remember Rab Nochem was this a marimokim, it's printed punkir in the Sefer, Bar Chobin Oiro. He was marimokim that already, later we'll see the Furush Azer Hashitas. That in our Gemara, when the Gemara had a tzad, limiyute de Rav de Ravasi, that Islandis did not patter the Tzorah, minyone de Reisha limute de Rav de Ravasi, that Islandis would not patter the Tzorah, it would be not only because Mekach Toes, even Behikirbo would be a mandoma like that, and not mitzad Tesis and Davches, that because she's an island and she's Shalem and Mokim Mitzvah, is known Nefile, so the man she's to herself is only in the parsha and Nefile, and this lady didn't fall, the man she doesn't pattern, no. And if he Tesis, even if she'll be a bitter, she would not pattern because she doesn't follow him. No, this lady is in the parsha. Why she doesn't pattern the Tzorah? Well, this is Shesach. Will Yibu. The Ishesach wants Yibu. This Ishesach is in the Parsha. Just technically you can. It's called Eishesach min nefilezu. This will be the longest in Chavelavim ve'ese. We'll see later Be'ez Hashem. Chavelavim ve'ese, we said in Balu lo'ikonu. As a machlekes, the Mishnah Melech had a sofik, if the Eishesach comes back or not. Frank developed, if the Eishesach comes back, let it to Pater the Torah. So why Chavelavim ve'ese? Torah say, mitya be'emes, and she herself needs chalitze. If the Eishesach comes back, now she's a rayas. The Teretz is, Mitzad the Ishesach, Mitzad the Arayas, the Arayas will evil. Chavlam Ves is not Arayas. You're right that the mitzvah disappears, and as the Chalais of Ves. Or Mitzad the Kurve, she wants evil. Val Mitzad the Kurve, she wants evil. Val Mitzad the Kurve, she wants evil. So she's in the Parsha of evil. No, Grada, we can't do evil. But she's in the Parsha of evil. That Ishesach doesn't part of the Tzor. That is Shesach doesn't part from Chalitza. And we'll see it by Rehove. About the vial, just remember Asidah Zamar Mokim. Now we add back to our sugya. Or the Rav and the Ravasi hold that Ironies does patter the Tzor. Frank the Gemara, so if he Rav and the Ravasi, that Ironies does your patter the Tzor. What? The Shesach shall the Ironies patters the Tzor. The Shesach of the Ironies patters the Tzor. That's the Aloha. So as island is, they should say the island is. So while the source island is, the Ishesach comes back, and the Mele had part of the Tzor, Frank the Gemara, so why the Mishnah and the list of Chamesh Esra Arayas is not written Sheishesra Arayas, Island is Peteres Tzoroso. And the Gemara says, Lesser Betzoroso, because no one of the brothers could marry. Same thing, no one could marry the Island is Eishesach. If that Eishesach partners the Tzoro, so all of the Achim in Ahav, they can't do Yibu. Because clearly all of the Achim in Ahav, it's a helper from Eishesach. The same thing, the Gemara says, on Soito. Soito Tumoksib Boke Arayas, and Bemele, you can't do Yibu. And Val, you can't do Yibum B'mele. She also patters the Tzor. She's a Erva like a Tzor. So if the Bada Omar, Lefi Rav, the Tzor, Asoito, Asumo, Tumo, Ksibo, Kaharai, that she patters the Tzor. B'mele, why the Tana doesn't write 60 ladies? So Asoito, Ptu, Asoito, Peter, Tzor also. The Tana says, Val, she patters the Tzor, no one from the brothers could marry her. So while no one from the brothers could marry her, b'meile, lesser b'tzoratzo, this is the reason the Mishnah doesn't write. So, I want to be magdi ma'agdome before we start the Tesfetz. The halacha is like this. Soito, what is a soito? A lady that was mezane under her husband b'rotza. The husband has to divorce her. He did not divorce her and the husband dies. And he has two wives. Two wives. Ochel and Leah. Ochel was Mezane, Leah was not Mezane. The brothers can't do Yibum to Ochel because she's a Soita. And they can't do Yibum also to Leah because she's a Tzora Soita. Now I want to be masculine. When a husband is married to a wife, and she's Mezane, he's not allowed to stay with her. What happens if he stays? What do you do to him? So what do you do to him if he stays? He doesn't want to get divorced. Book Chazi, what goes on, yeah? Malchus, a love. She's only a love. Kiddushin anap pekeh, Majin Kiddushin anap pekeh. It's only a love. He dies, the brothers cannot do evil. What would be if he doesn't die? He divorces her. The whole world can marry. If he divorces her, the whole world can marry. He's shame. No problem to marry. Chutzim koyanim. A lady is mezana under her husband, you divorce her, she can marry who she wants. The husband can't take her back, because she's a saito. Everyone else can marry her. The brothers of the father, the husband, can't marry her. I'll say shazach. Of a bad son, Kol ha'olam kulo yizno isur soita. Isur soita is only lebailo veleboya. She's not allowed to marry the man that she was mezana with. So the halacha is, Omar Rav, Daf Yud Aleph, Tzara soita asur. If a soita of a husband, his wife is mezana, and then he dies, the brothers can do yibum to the soita. And not only to the soita, also to the tzara. Tumoksib bo ke'arayis. Lo metrachel aminu. Why the brothers can marry her? What is the Aveira? The Shesach is mutar le'ibum, and klapei them, she's not a soita. So why the brothers can't marry the soita? My brother's wife was mezana under him, and he dies. Why we can't marry her? The Shesach is mutar le'ibum, and that soita, we said to the whole world, doesn't have a Yisrael soita. So why no one else is allowed to marry her? The tenet is, the whole world is allowed to marry her. So why here the brothers are not allowed to make Yibum? The Teretz says, because in Yibum, I'm saying the Balabati Shenusa, Shoyim says such as that also, that when you do Yibum, you take over Ishus Ames. So you're taking over that Ishus, and in that Ishus, Hashem said no. And in that Ishus, Hashem said no. This is the halacha of Soito, so she can't be misyadet. Why she patters the tzor? Tumoksib bo ke'arayis. Well, it says in the Torah in Soito, achra shehutamo. So like in arayis, shteik loititamu bohem. So we look at it like arayis. So you're right, klapi the whole world, she's not an elve. Klapi strangers, she's not an elve. But klapi the husband, klapi this marriage, it's like an elve, it's like a tumoksib bo ke'arayis. B'meile, we can do yibum. And not only that, we potu me'ibum v'chalitze, and it patters the tzor. Even that the Yisur Soita is only a Yisur Lav. But the Soita becomes osur le'ibum, she's tumoksib bo ke'arayis, she's potu me'chalitze, and she patters the tzor. So something more, so why the Tana didn't write down? Why the Tana didn't write down tzor ha'soita? Why the Tana didn't write down tzor ha'soita? The Tana holds that you can't do Yibum to the Soita and she's potum Yibum to Chalitze and she patters the Tzora, but Valesa B'Tzora Tzora, you can't marry her, you can't marry the Tzora, so all of the brothers, by them, this marriage is a bad marriage and they can't do Yibum, and by all of the brothers you can't do marry the Tzora. So it's no echetim tzav etzor atzor. So atzor has to be that one of the brothers could marry the tzor, and then he will die, and then the tzor patters the tzor. Over here you can't have echetim tzav etzor atzor, because the same way it's also on one brother, it's also on all of the brothers. So less of etzor atzor. Less of etzor atzor. This is the Gemara. Frek teis ve'esekashe. The halacha is k'shem she'asura lebal asura leboyel. As a isur lebal asura leboyel. So if a lady is mezana, she has to leave a marriage. She can marry the whole world chutz from the boyel. So the boyel has the same halachas as the baal. Frektais says if the boyel has the same halachas with the baal, but the boyel also you can't do yibum. Dehainu, a lady is mezana. A husband divorces her and she marries someone else. She's allowed to. That person has a brother that he was the boyel. Now when that person dies, the boyel can do yibum. Because tumoksib bo ke'arayis, klabi the boyel, it's also a bad zach. So we made it, the boyel klabi him, this is a soito, it's a tumo, it's a erve. So the boyel can do yibum to this marriage. And by the boyel, the other tzor is tzor aselve. But a third brother could marry the tzor. And when he will die, it'll be tzor aselve. This is Tesis' discussion. That was in Tesis inside. Vim toima, the mashkach aselve tzor aselve. That was in Duda. This Tesis is beetzem the yesoid from Yevomis. I'll be saying the shtol from this Tesis. Vim toima, the mashkach aselve tzor aselve linian boyel. Shenises leochi velo isha acheres vemeiz beloibonik. The boyel was manis a lady, or married a lady, the husband divorced her, And the brother of the boy married her. It was bad, my brother messed up, so he married her. ולא אישה אחר, אז המייס בלבונים, זה פריטר הסורוסו, מן הבויין. ולעניין בויין, נמי תומקסיבו, כמו לעניין בא. ואם הולכו הצור, וניסס לאוכי והשני, to the third brother, ולא אישה אחר, ומייס, כשם שהיא פטורו לצורו, כך צורוסו פטורו. So משכחס לו, סויטו, בצור הצורו. So why the Gemara says that the Tana doesn't write it? Because lesser b'tzor ha-tzoro, mashkachas lo-yo b'tzor ha-tzoro. V'yishloi markeven delegabei baal, lo-y mashkachas tzor ha-tzoro, ein lanu le-achmir b'tumo degabei boyel, yoyso mitumo degabei baal. Then the second Tana says, that legabei boyel we don't see tumo k'sibu k'arayis. But the first Tana says, keven shelegabei baal, lo-y mashkachas tzor ha-tzoro, who are din legabei boyel. So first of all, explain pshat and teisves, the pirush hamilas. Teisves says that the issur from the baal comes from, I'm sorry, the issur from the boyel comes from the baal. The issur from the boyel comes from the baal. The Gemara says, kesheim naflamedei, kesheim she'asuro lebaal, kach asuro leboyel. Roshna Rambam. וכשם שהיא אסורו ונאסרו לבעל, כיוון שזינצו נאסרו עולוב, נאסרו גם על הבויל. The איסור and the boil and the baal go together. So right, everyone knows a lady that is mezane is also to her husband, right? She's also to the baal. That's married, right? Also to the baal. What would be a lady that someone was me'anesu? She's mutter to the baal or not? Not mezane. Someone was mezane. Chutz mei she's koyin mutter. Okay? But the husband didn't like it. Finish. Divorced her. The boy could marry her now or not? The boy is toch eilig a rotz and gotel mizeh? Zog teisus laf lamed hey, the boy could marry her. Well, kishem she asura le baal, asura le boyel, if she's not also to the baal, she's mutter to the boyel. Even that the Yashras and the Gladkeit will say, for sure she's also to the boyel. And it's the Rotz and the Rosh and the Mushkas, everything. But the Teretz is, the Yisro from the boyel is not because he's a boyel, it's asura le baal, asura le boyel. Oh, asura le baal, asura le boyel. And if it's not asura le baal, asura le boyel, if it's not asura le baal, asura le boyel, memele, alright, if it's not asur lebal, asur leboyel, b'meile, she's muta. So b'meile, if someone is me'anes ha'isha, she's muta to the boyel. There's even a shayla in the poskim that the halacha is if the baal doesn't believe, he's allowed to stay with her. So the baal doesn't believe. So the boyel is allowed to marry her? What? That if the baal doesn't believe, Chazal say, a lady calls her husband, I was mezana. He doesn't have to believe. So now, okay, but the baal, he died, he divorced her. Now the baal says, okay, asur lebaal, asur leboyel. Imagine the baal was allowed to stay. He didn't believe. So Machoinim wanted to be matir him into the boyel. Now, as a Chazal shtel, the isur lebaal, asur leboyel. Remember, look, Teisves, while by the baal, we mashkach has not zora zora, because it's also on all of the brothers. So by the boyel also, it goes the same bezach, asur le baal, asur le boyel, and while it's muto to the baal, like, while it's asur muto to the baal, remember, it's asur to the boyel. While it's the baal, remember, asur le boyel, and it goes together. It goes together. This is Teisves Teret. Frek Rebel Chonon, he doesn't understand. Yeah, now you're all the Achoy. What we said, first Pshata Teisus, before we come to the Lomas. First the Pshata Teisus. Teisus is saying that the Gemara says, why Lefi Rav As, Rav, that Tzorasoyto Asura, why the Tana writes Chameishas Anoshim Lafuke, why the Tana doesn't write Sheishas Anoshim? Because less of the Tzorasoy. Why we said? Because if the lady is mezana under her husband and he dies, none of the brother could marry her. She's taking over the issues, and they can't marry also the tzor because she's the guy with the issues. She's a helmet. She patters the tzor. So maybe there's something more. She patters the tzor, but lemashkach is the tzor because no one can marry her. So it's no chetim to have tzor. for Tesis, but by the Boyal could have a Echatim Tzev Tzor Atzor. Was a Boyal. But see, there is a Boyal. And the Boyal, is an Issel to the Boyal to marry her. Why is an Issel to the Boyal to marry her while Sayyid Tatum Oksiba Gearayas? Now, the husband divorced her. She married not the Boyal, she married the brother's Boyal. There's no problem. The Boyal's the Boyal's brother is allowed to marry while there's no Issel. Now he dies, so on the Boyal she's potu, and Tzorosa is potu. And now the third brother went and married the Tzoros, Soitu for the Boyal, and he dies. Mashkachas le Tzoroso, Mashkachas le Tzoroso, and for Tesis, while by the Baal is no Tzoroso, there's no Tzoroso by the Boyal. We said the Issu from the Boyal goes like the Baal, we said Boyalness, Misvore the Boyal is at worst, Ma'ames. But the Teretz is Baal, she's Mutu le Baal, Chutz Mekoyen, because she doesn't become also for the Baal. If it's not a Surah of the Baal, it's not a Surah of the Boyal. Even someone to say, even if the Baal doesn't believe, she's not also to the Boyal. I mean, as a taste is the same thing. If Le Mashkach is a Tzorah by the Baal, Le Mashkach is a Tzorah by the Boyal. Frek Reb Elchonon and the Keren Oiro. It's Le Mashkach is by the Baal, it's felt in a Chetimtze. Felt in a Chetimtze. She gets the same Isur of the Baal. I'm asking. The point is that she's not also to the Baal, she's not also to the Baal. She doesn't believe. She's not also to the Baal, she's not also to the Baal. Alright, yeah? But here, she's also to the Baal. She's also to the Baal. Isur Gomu to the Baal. Isur Gomu to the Yavol. Isur Gomu to Pardon the Tzoro. No vos. There's no Echatim Tzev Tzoro Tzoro. There's no Echatim Tzev Tzoro Tzoro. There's no Echatim Tzev Tzoro Tzoro. That is no Echatim Tzev Tzoro Tzoro. So the Mashkach is on the Tzor HaTzor. By the Boyal, Mashkach is not Tzor HaTzor, because clapping the other brother, she's not also. So they're allowed to marry her, and they're allowed to marry the Tzor, and then the Mashkach is not Tzor HaTzor by the Boyal. So what Taisa says, Val by the Baal is Mashkach is not, but maybe we don't have it also by the Boyal. Now, what are the Shaykh? It's two different Zachen. It's two different Zachen. It's a chisor nechitimtze. When boines, I understand, lo imashkach eslo by the Baal. So we may, le b'chai gavne, there's no isu by the Baal, and this maize is no isu by the Baal, that is no isu by the Baal, and may, there's no isu by the Baal. Over here, it's the zelbe isu by the Baal. The zelbe zach in gantz. No vos. It's no echitimtze. So if it's no echitimtze to say, so for that reason, she'll be mutter. So b'meila is no tzor atzor. Kema by the Baal is no tzor atzor. So b'meila by the Boyal is no tzor atzor. It's only a chisor and a chetimtza. This is the kasha of Reb Elchonon. This is the kasha of the Keren Oiro. And Reb Elchonon says the following answer. That if we learn pshat, like we said at B'met, Tumoksib Boke Arayas, the soita becomes like a erve. And this is the reason she patters the tzor. And even if she's an Elwe Klape, the Baal, or when you take over the Ishes, you get the Elwe, and this is the reason she's Potu Michalitza, and this is the reason she patters the Tzoro. So you're asking a good kasha. You're right. By her is no Echatim Tzev Tzoro Tzoro. By her is like no Echatim Tzev Tzoro Tzoro. But the Boyal you have Echatim Tzev. So Val, but the Boyal you have Echatim Tzev. So you have to have Tzoro Tzoro. What if it came out of a Baal or Yashkach, but maybe the Tzoro you don't have? Obviously, from our sugya, that the gather of Tzora Soito is Tumok Sidbo Ka'arayis doesn't mean that she's a really Arayis. She's not a real Elva. So she's not a real Elva, she's a regular Chayvi Lavim. So the husband has a Lav if he stays. So why the brothers are Potum Yibu Mechalitza? It's a regular chai velavim. In the raisi you have to do ibum. In the rabbon do chalitza. She was not part of the tzoro. What are we saying? Tumok sibo kearayis. And this is the reason she patters? Tumok sibo kearayis. And this is the reason she patters? What is Da'avona? What is Da'avona? So the answer is like this. The answer is like this. Avada, it's not a tumak sibo ke'arayis, it's not a erve. It's a regular ishi. No, it's a gzeiras akosu, it's a drosha. Tumo, azevi arayis have a aloche that they potu mi'ibum, that they patu the tzoro, and they patu the tzora tzoro, we darshan the same halochas klapei soito. Tumok sibo ke'arayis is a hekesh. Not that she's a really a erve. Kiddushin toifsim besoito. The husband remarries her again, gets malchus, but she's married. When he dies, it falls le'ibum. It's potu because she's a erve, but she was married to the brother. She's not out of the house. Now tumok sibo ke'arayis is a droshe that she gets the halochas of the arayis. She gets the halachas of the arayas. And while she gets the halachas of the arayas, so we darshan, how many halachas we found in arayas? Potu mi'ibu, potu from chalitze, patr de tzoro, tzoro. So we have a droshet, tumok sibo ke arayas, she's like the arayas. She gets the halacha that she's potu mi'ibu, she gets the halacha that she patr de tzoro. She gets that aloha. She gets the aloha that she's potu mi'ibum. She gets an aloha that she patters the tzoro. And she gets the aloha that she patters the tzoro tzoro. But that is the drosha. It's not that she's be'etzem ha'erve. Aber azei zok teisves. Val she gets the alohas. Val she gets the alohas of erve. That she's potu mi'ibum. She patters the tzoro. She patters mechalitza. She patters the tzora tzora. We say now the boyel has the same halachas. Potu meibum, potu mechalitza, patters the tzora. May the zok rebel chonon. If the pshat is that she has the same erve, so the boyel also got the same erve. You're right, but the boyel was only negeya chalitza yibum and patter tzora and no more. But about. But the Baal was only the Gea Yibum Chalitze and the Patre Tzor. But it was not the Gea more. Why was not the Gea more? The reason was not the Gea more because the reason it's not the Gea more because it's no Echatimtze Lemashkach Zibbe Tzor Tzor. While the brothers can't marry her, so Enechanami, she herself is Potum Yibum. She herself is potu mechalitza. She patters the tzor, but lo mashkachas le tzor tzor. There's no echatim tzor tzor. I'm asking because there's no echatim tzor. Oh, but by the boyel, while we have a echatim tzor, so by the boyel we're asking a good kasha. How Taisus answers? That while the boyel lo mashkachas lo, we said, Ligabi oynes, that the boyel is not a parsha here. Over here she's in the parsha. Zog the balchonon put together, tumak sibo ke'arayis, it's not that she's a erve and she's mufka from the parsha. Now the gather of tumak sibo ke'arayis, it's a drosha. It's a drosha. What is the drosha? The drosha is coming to say one zach. The drosha is coming to say one zach. The drosha is saying the same thing arayas apotu miyibum vechalitza, the same thing arayas patu the tzoro, the same thing arayas patu tzora tzoro, soita has the same alochas. And then the alocha is the same alochas that we have for the baal, we have for the boyer. Vay legabe the baal. It's only negea yibum vechalitza to patu tzoro. And it's not negea to tzora tzoro. And it's not negea to tzora tzoro. So by the boyel, you can't have more from that. Then if the ptur would be the shem erve, and while the boyel has the same shem erve, so you write it, but the baal it's only negea to the tzora, not to the tzora tzora, but by the boyel it's negea also to the tzora tzora. of a vow, we're learning that it's a drosha, it's not the pshat that she's mamish ha'erve, it's only ma'aseh ha'roim gomulo. So we look at her like ha'erve and we darshan. We darshan one drosha that she's part of mechalitza, one drosha she's part of me'ibu, one drosha she passes the tzoro. Of a vow, legami the tzoro, we can't darshan. We can't darshan, and we don't have a chetimtza to darshan. So while we can't darshan, and we don't have a chetimtza to darshan, so we don't darshan. So the mele, when it comes to the boyel, we also don't darshan. And the mele, by the boyel, she could patter her ribum, she could patter from chalitza, she could patter the tzora, but she cannot patter tzora tzora. This is the avone and thesis before we start the kashas. Now that we have Taisus Klor, lo me'ek tzachon to go into the mamakim of the soup. So what does Taisus tell us? Mashkachas lo be'etzem by the boyel tzora tzora. You could have a echetimtze by the boyel of tzora tzora. You could have a echetimtze by the boyel of tzora tzora. Kigoy, Reuben was mezane with someone else's wife. That person divorced her. Now Reuben can't marry this lady, but his brother could marry the lady, and the brother married that lady. Now the brother dies, Reuben can't take that wife, and also now the tzor. But Levi could take, and Levi took the tzor, and Levi dies. Now be'etzem mashkachas be'tzor tzor, and Taisa says that b'chai gavne, the boyel is allowed to marry the tzor tzor. And here heit tzachon de kash. It's be'etzem Rab Kiva Eiger's kasha. But we will start be'etzem, maybe we'll be mindful of Rab Kiva Eiger's kasha. Rab Kiva Eiger asks a kasha. Kiva Eiger in the Mishnayos, Rab Kiva Eiger in the base. Fregt Rab Kiva Eiger a kasha. We saw a Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel, Machlekes, Rav Ashi, the Rav Yude, if you need a posuk on tzora tzora. Rav Ashi omar svoru, and Rav Yude has a droshe. Litzroi, the erve patters the tzora, and then the other brother marries the tzora, and the brother dies. The tzoro, part of the tzoro, we have a droshe of tzora tzoro. Fregt Rab Kiva Eiger, why you need a droshe? That the erve part is the tzoro. Fregt Rab Kiva Eiger, why you need a droshe? That the erve part is the tzoro. That we know, because without a posuk, I'm not allowed to marry my daughter, but I'm allowed to marry the second wife. But why I need a posuk that the tzoro will patter the tzoro ben afilo shniya? Why I need a posuk that the tzoro will patter the tzoro ben afilo shniya? After the erve patter the tzoro, now the tzoro is a ishazach. Right? My brother is married to my daughter. I can't marry my daughter. And I can't marry the second wife of my brother because she's a tzora selve. So now that lady becomes Ishasach, she has Lebonim without a heter. My third brother marries the Tzoro and he dies. Now this lady is Ishasach from the first brother. So I can't make Yibum, so now she's Ishasach. So the Ishasach could part of the Tzoro. So why I need a posuk? Why I need a posuk that Tzoro has potu even without a posuk? Misvore, I would say, that the Erve patters the Tzoro, now the Tzoro becomes a Ishesach, because Ishesach without a heter Yibum, my third brother marries that Ishesach, and he dies, while I don't have a heter Yibum on that Ishesach, so for me it's a Ishesach, let that Ishesach to patter the Tzoro, so why I need a Pasuk and Tzoro Tzoro? This is Rab Kiva Eiger's Kash, and Rab Kiva Eiger brings down, now, Azevi Ishesach Minayim, my brother that is married is Shesach min ha'im and he dies, I can't do Yibum, Zog the Mishneh, and she patters the Tzoro. And Shesach v'shalai bo'i lomoi. And the other brother married her and he dies, she patters the Tzoro. What is the Elve? A Elve from Shesach. So we see that the Erva from Beis Yisach could patter the Tzor. But Meile, we'll go back to Bayos. You're right. By the Boyel is no Drosha and Tzor at Tzor. Because we learned it out from Soita, by the Soita is no Tzor at Tzor, so by the Boyel is no Tzor at Tzor. Frek Rebel Chonon, you're right. Frek Reb Shimon, Chidush Reb Shimon, Simon Dalet, Baal Chovet. Frek Reb Shimon, I don't understand. The Boyel was Me'anis, Reuven was Me'anis, Eishes, Chaveiroi, Mezamen. The guy divorced her, Shimon marries her. Shimon dies, Reuven cannot marry this lady because she's Soita for him. And he can't marry the Tzor. But Levi could marry the Tzor. Levi marries the Tzor and Levi dies. State in Tesfus that Bechai Gavner, Reuven is allowed to marry the Tzor HaTzor. Why is he allowed to marry the Tzor HaTzor? Because the Moker from Tzor HaSoito, that Asura, we learn out Boyel from Baal, and Vai we learn the Boyel from the Baal, and Vai by the Baal, Le Mashkachas Tzor HaTzor. So by the Boyel also, Le Mashkachas Le Tzor HaTzor. But this lady has a Ishasach. This lady has a Ishasach. If this lady has a Ishasach, so let the Ishasach to patter the Tzor. You're right that I don't have a Mokor. For Tzor HaTzor and Boyel. You're right that I don't have a Mokor for the Tzor HaTzor by the Boyel. Ein Echanami is not Mokor by the Tzor HaTzor by the Boyel. Of a vow that Tzorah became also already, so she became a Erva Dikei Shesach. She became a Erva Dikei Shesach. Let that Eishesach to patter the second Tzorah. So Be'etzim, we're asking Be'etzim Rab Kiveiga's Kash. Why we need a Posuk and Tzorah Tzorah? After the Erva asked the Tzorah becomes Eishesach. So now, clapping the Fila Shmiya, that lady is Eishesach. Let her hurt the pattern of the Tzorah. Why I need a posuk that Tzorah Tzorah? Just Rav Kiveiga is asking a kasha, why I need a posuk? We'll see, it could be all different echatim to stand to Rav Kiveiga's kasha. Maybe Ein Echanami, without the posuk, I would not know that it becomes a Elvedik Eishesach. Maybe I need a posuk. Oh, but now we're asking Lemaise. Teisva says, that I have a Echatimtze. If Boyel, he was Mahanis Rochel, he was Mezana with Rochel, Reuven was Mezana with Rochel, Shimon marries Rochel and he dies, Reuven cannot marry Rochel and cannot marry the Tzorah. Or the Levi goes and marries the Tzorah, and Levi dies, the Tzorah I'm not allowed to marry. Why? Because she's a Tzorah Selva. But I'm allowed to marry the Tzorah Tzorah, because here I don't have a Drosha, like we explained. Frank Reb Shimon, you're right that you don't have a Drosha. Or the Vail, when Shimon died, you were not allowed to marry Rochel and also the Tzorah, so the Tzorah became a Erva Dikei Shesach. She became a Shesach on a Heter Ibum. Now that she became a Shesach on a Heter Ibum, Levi goes and he marries her and he dies. This lady is a Erva from a Shesach. If she's a Erva from a Shesach, let that a Shesach to part of the Tzorah. Let that a Shesach to part of the Tzorah. And again, the tirutzim that we could have answered of Rav Kiveiga's kasha. This is where Rav Shlomo Heyman starts. And Rav Kiveiga's kasha is a lot of tirutzim. We have a teretz that is a chetimtzis that you need a posuk. We have a teretz that without the posuk, I would not know that the erva makes the tzor mamash yishasach. I would not know that it's mafkia from the parsha. But today that we know that it's a musig of tzor atzor. And we'll say more from that. This is the way. Now, Rav Kiveiga, for his kasha, he bought three places. Tzoras Eilemis. The Mandoma that it patters. And if you remember, we're holding now in that Mandoma. We're going now in that Mandoma. The Tzoras Eilemis patters. We explained at the beginning of Shir, why not? But the Mandoma that Eilemis does patter the Tzor. Why she patters the Tzor? But why Eilemis patters the Tzor? What? Eishesach. So we see that a lady that is out becomes a Elvin. So how could be that the Soito, but how could be that the Soito will not batter? How could be that the Soito will not batter? This is Be'etzem, Rav Kveiger's Kasha Boifer Kloli. But again, here it's Lemaise. And I'm saying again, it's even more Shmel because we're handling the Mandaoma that Lerave Leravasi, Litninu, Litninu. Why the Mishnah doesn't say that I am his part of the Torah? So we're going to feed him on the Omar. So Rav Kveiger, when he asks the Kash, he doesn't ask them. And Shasach Minayim, we have Rav Kveiger says, why we don't say he brings Islandis? Rav Kveiger brings out Rashi and Afches Amud Beis, and he brings the Tesis and Dav Lamed Beis. That's Hashem tomorrow. We'll see the Rav Kveiger with Rav Shleim and Rav Shimon and try to be Yash.